The epistle appointed to be read for this, the third Sunday after the Epiphany, is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, be not wise in your own conceits. To no man render evil for evil, but provide good things not only in the sight of God, but also in the sight of all men. If it be possible, so far as in you lies, be at peace with all men. Do not avenge yourselves, beloved, but give place to the wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. But if the enemy is hungry, give him food. If he is thirsty, give him drink. For by doing so, thou wilt heap coals of fire upon his head. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Matthew. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, when Jesus had come down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came up and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And stretching forth his hand, Jesus touched him, saying, "I will, be thou made clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, "See, thou tell no one, but go, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a witness to them." Now, when he had entered Capernaum, there came to him a centurion who entreated him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying sick in the house, paralyzed, and is grievously afflicted." And Jesus said to him, "I will come and cure him." But in answer the centurion said, "Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, and have soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." And when Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who were following him, "Amen, I say to you, I have not found such great faith in Israel. And I tell you that many will come from the east and from the west, and will feast with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom will be put forth into the darkness outside. There will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go thy way, as thou hast believed, so it be done to thee." And the servant was healed at that time. Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, there will be catechism class this morning after Mass. Anyone, we're coming up now with the Feast of Candlemas, and anyone who has candles to be blessed, be sure you have them here before Candlemas Day, but also be even more sure that each a carton of candles that you bring is properly identified with your name in bold print so that we can make no mistake about whose candles we are giving out later. This morning, in this morning's bulletin, we begin again that series that we started some time ago but discontinued because of things that had to be put into the bulletin at the time. So we start up again with part one. And the reason for that is that we're going to continue with that, hopefully. Now we'll have to interrupt it again for a few Sundays as we approach Lent. But we want you, I'm very anxious for you to keep this all together as a single reading, and that it be studied. We must be very careful that in the reading of our bulletins or the presentation of our bulletins, that what is presented there, the instructions that are presented, are not just read, but studied. It is important, if we are to enter correctly into the interior and spiritual life, that we understand these bulletins as they are presented. People sometimes complain that we do not know how to enter into the spiritual life, into the interior life. This, perhaps in some places, might be a valid complaint. But we are trying here, as best we can, to present these instructions. Maybe sometimes they might get a little bit above our heads, but I think that if we go back and read them over a few times, we'll find that there is clarity there and that we can understand them. It is unfortunate today that so many people really do not understand the spiritual life. They think it is something that is for somebody else. But the spiritual life is for each and every solitary one of us. Every single one of us was called to sanctity. And if we don't become saints, we are failures. And it's as simple as that. All the other accumulations, all of the other successes that the world has got to offer any one of us, whatever they may be, popularity, power, money, property, whatever, all these things are totally foreign, really, to what we are called upon to do. At the same time, though, we must keep in mind that it is not always wrong. It is the inordinate attachment that we have to these things is wrong. Surely it's quite all right to go about and accumulate the things that we need in order to have a full life. And it is not required of us that we put all things aside. We remember always, must let us remember, that ours is the poverty of Nazareth, not the poverty of Bethlehem. And in the poverty of Nazareth, that they had all the things that they needed in order to have a decent, good, clean, and pious life. They were not attached to any of the things that they had. Of course not, because they had amongst them the pearl of great price, Jesus Christ himself. And so we must work to have Jesus Christ himself in our midst, not allowing ourselves to accumulate those things which really and truly, the more we accumulate, the more unrest we seem to have in the fact that we have that much more to protect, that much more to look after, that much more to care for. As we now are approaching Septuagesima, we won't talk about that this morning, but we'll simply allude to it, that we this year are going to talk a little bit heavier, a little more heavily, about prayer, about mortification, and about penance. We're all called to prayer. And we're all called to mortification. And we're all called to penance. And therefore, we have to do this not just at specified moments in our lives, like on Sunday mornings, but that we carry this with us throughout the entire week, when we are at home, when we are in the marketplace, when we are away from the interior of a church. So therefore, my beloved people, let us work today to form a good understanding of how to advance in our spiritual life. One of the questions that is posed in today's reading is, how am I to become humble? And we're trying to answer that. But we have to listen to it with the words as if they were coming directly from the mouth of Almighty God. And if I want to be humble, I've got to find the way to do it. But I've got to want to be humble. And it is only such times that we put self into the situation that the learning of virtue is quite impossible. And as it continues today, again it is repeated that in all of this, we must surround everything we do with prayer. And the prayer has to be upheld, has to be carried, has to be promoted by our own activity. It is idle to pray and continue doing what we ordinarily do. It is idle. Prayer presupposes that we are going to take our predominant fault or faults, whatever they may be, and literally, actually, indeed, do something about it. We have to acknowledge our faults, as the alcoholic has to do if when he comes to the conclusion that he must do something about his problem. He has to admit, first and foremost, that there is a problem, and that he has to do something about that problem. Then he proceeds from that point. But first, there has to be an honest and a very humble admission of the problem. So, as we now put Christmas away, we are now entering the great period of time that is going to be penitential. The world hates penance. The world hates mortification. The world hates sacrifice. So, let us not go to the world to find out about these items, but let us go straight to Christ, straight to God, to find them out in their full administration there, my beloved people.